My name is Valerie Geiger. I live on Broadway as well. I'm an 18-year resident of Rockland. I'm also the chair of the comprehensive plan. Let me be clear, I am not speaking on behalf of the comprehensive plan commission, but simply on my own behalf. I have to say, I have lived here for 18 years, and I have watched Rockland emerge into a renaissance. When I first moved to the area 30 years ago, that was not true for Rockland. There were a lot of boarded up houses, a lot of boarded up main streets. That is not the case. We are now a vibrant and artistic and thriving town. And what we are beginning to see now is that that is increasingly recognized both within the state and outside the state. And we are suddenly seeing, as our country emerges from a recession, a flurry of economic activity, building activity, that seeks to take advantage of the work that we have done over the last 30 years, making Rockland a vibrant place. My concern with the size and the scale of this hotel has been articulated by many people here. It is not that I am against a hotel. I think it's a great idea. I am really in love with the whole idea of a walkable downtown. I would love this hotel if it were three stories. I find it completely out of scale. I share Xander's concerns about the presumed conditional use of the height that I don't think is necessarily should be presumed. And I think it's we are looking at the beginning of many requests by many developers because of what we have already built here. And I think it is our job, both mine as a member of the Comprehensive Planning Commission and yours as a member of the Planning Board, to be thoughtful about what we allow and why we allow it, and whether it serves the greater needs of Rockland or the individual making the request. We have had several requests come up before us, and we've made short shift in our urgency to have development, to have jobs, to continue the vibrant growth here, of what the comprehensive plan said, which was we wanted design standards. We wanted to keep our historic downtown. We wanted to protect our residential neighborhoods. I think on many of those fronts, this project doesn't meet those requirements. Thank you very much.